Hi everyone, my name is Sandhika Biswas and I work in Research and Innovation Lab of Tata Consultancy Services. And I work in a project that is called AIM Krishi, which is a digital farming initiative of TCS. And it has an agro advisory platform for the farmers. So currently, not only for the farmers, we are also trying to find out solutions for the agricultural universities, agri-input companies, and governmental authorities. So I'm going to talk about one of its components, that is AgEye, which is basically a crop monitoring tool where one can find information about the crop health, crop yield, then weather, focus for disease and pest, etc. So I'm going to give some overview of the components in my latest slide. And then also I will talk about one case study on disease pest prediction module of AgEye. The case study is about development and validation of leaf whiteness duration model. And then further LWD-based shield blight prediction in one of our study area, that is Vardhaman district, West Bengal. So these are the components of AgEye. So we provide information about, this is basically a web application where the registered user can find information on crop health and yield based on the NDVI map or soil moisture map. And then we have also information on crop acreage, like we use remote sensing tools to do a crop area mapping and to get the crop acreage information. And then we provide information on the weather, like current weather as well as the forecast for 7 to 21 days, next 7 to 21 days. Then we have disease pest prediction module, which I will explain in my next slide. So here our focus is the disease pest prediction module. So it has two components. One is the forecast module, and the next one is the second one is the validation module. So focus module is to showcase all the existing models, established models, and validation tool can be used to validate those established models or existing models for different locations, which are basically developed for some other location. So for that, we provide farmers or farm agents some mobile application through which they can send geotagged images from their farm, reporting disease pest incidences in their field. So those images can be used to validate the disease prediction by the model. And also the images can be used to add up the error between the model prediction and the actual scenario. So also this gives a map-based view for disease spread. So it gives information about the disease spread and which direction it is going to spread. So it basically helps in understanding or understanding for the agri-input companies or governmental authorities to which direction or how to plan their product flow and all. So now I'm going to show the case study for the disease pest prediction module. So currently we focus only on the rule-based models and specifically the leaf whiteness duration-based model, because leaf whiteness duration is the most influential parameter, influencing parameter, which trigger most of the fungal and bacterial diseases. And at the same time, deploying LWD sensors for, LWD sensor for a large area, it might not be a feasible solution or cost-effective solution all the time. Like for this kind of disease warning system, it is not possible to deploy the sensors all over the area. So we try to find out, calculate the LWD using mathematical approaches, and also we go for physical models instead of the empirical one, because they can be scalable and also they don't need ground truth LWD for model generation or model training. So these are the objectives. So we also validate LWD measurements with sensor data, and also we validate LWD based shift light prediction with using some remote sensing parameters. So this is our study area. So we have chosen Bardhaman district of West Bengal, India as our study area. So this we cover around 340 villages and also 125,000 hectare area. And the major crop of this area is rice, and shit blight is one of the major diseases in this area. So we have focused on rice and shit blight, and we have taken the weather, the LWD requires information like hourly temperature, humidity, wind speed, and precipitation. So we have used this weather source for getting all the weather information. There is Kisanhav AgroMet, which basically gives forecast using standard models like ECMWF. So we get all the weather information from this source. So this is an overview of the calculation process. So we have considered Penman Montet model. So because it doesn't need crop canopy level weather information, it can take weather from standard weather stations, and it calculates latent heat flux. And LWD is defined as the time interval for which this LE is greater than zero or rain happens. So LE is calculated using this equation. So we need to calculate the parameters like slope of saturation vapor pressure curve, and then saturated actual vapor pressure, boundary layer resistance, aerodynamic resistance. And we have also calculated the net radiation, because we do not have net radiation or solar incoming solar radiation from any sensor or from the weather source we are using. So this is the calculation for the net radiation and incoming solar radiation. So we have used focus method for solar radiation calculation, where the solar incoming solar radiation is modeled as sum of direct beam radiation and diffuse solar radiation, which depends on location, elevation of the field site, and cloud cover, which decides the atmospheric transmittance, that is how much fraction of the incoming solar radiation is passing through the atmosphere without being scattered by the cloud. So this atmospheric transmittance is decided using temperature and precipitation data. So minimum maximum temperature and precipitation is the main parameter. So this was the overview of the calculation process. Now I'll show some result where we compare the calculated solar radiation and leaf wetness duration with some sensor data. So we do not have solar radiation data and leaf wetness duration data from any weather, reliable weather source from the study area we have chosen. So we chose Florida Weather Network, Florida Automated Weather Network, for getting solar radiation information, and Strawberry Advisory System for the LWD information. So here the plot shows the hourly solar radiation calculated versus the hourly solar radiation given by the FON site. So it shows a fairly good correlation between the observed and measured. Next, we compare the leaf wetness duration estimated using the calculated solar radiation data with the ground truth. So ground truth is from Strawberry Advisory System, LWD, taken from there. So it shows the same trend, like calculated solar LWD shows the same trend as the ground truth one. and it gives a total underestimation of witness duration with minimum error of minus 0.85 hour and minimum absolute error of 1.45 hour for all the days within the study period. So which is a comparable performance with the existing physical models where where mean absolute error ranges between 1 hour to 2.13 hour around. So finally, we use this leaf witness duration calculated leaf witness duration to predict the sheet blight disease for this study area. So the left one shows LWD based sheet blight disease risk, and the right one shows the disease severity index calculated using remote sensing parameters. It shows a fairly good correlation between these two severity indexes. And the summary is, instead of having the limitation of on-field measurement of solar radiation and net radiation, the model shows a comparable performance and good performance for LWD estimation, and also it a fairly good correlation between LWD based and remote sensing with disease severity severity. So we can use so this approach can be used to estimate or predict shed blight disease severity. And also we present a platform for showcasing and validation and adaptation of existing published forecasting models at different locations. So these are the references we have used for the work and the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
So you are saying that the EC and WR forecasts are useful for the region?
Yeah, we have used that weather source.
So you have the national forecast also. How about that? Can you try again?
Yeah.
Any other questions, please?
Okay. Yeah.
Your model and everything, how you are putting this thing to your farmer, helping farmer?
So this is basically for the agri input companies and governmental authorities for particularly this work. But also when the farmers are sending images, like when they are sending, they have a mobile application as well. So when they are sending images and we can send back the advisory, like which, what are the control measures they should take.
So is it available for most of the farmers or particularly some areas?
So right now we have focused particularly some areas, not for all the farmers.
Okay. At the beginning you said you have either NDVI or soil moisture maps.
Yeah.
How do you get these soil moisture maps?
Soil moisture map, we have. So basically, right now we are using some third party to get the soil moisture map.
Is that from satellite or?
Yeah, satellite.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you then again.